You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics. We're the greatest comic minds. Meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And again, we bring you two selections from our selection of comic books that are less than good.
Yes.
I always forget what to say, but...
Oh, we have to, like, write it down. I don't think we have, like, a real slogan yet. I don't know if we need one.
Yeah. Because kind of the title kind of says what exactly you should know.
Right.
So, there you go.
We have a terrible collection. Now we're going to talk about it.
This first book...
Well, we have to say, you know, this is the first podcast we're recording after our live show.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
And thank you to everybody who came out.
Yes, thank you.
And who downloaded it afterward. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we hope to do it again.
Yeah, hope to do it again around town. And I thought it was a fantastic time. So
yeah.
Thank you for indulging us and checking out the show.
Yeah.
So this first book
is
in bad shape.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
But... You bought it.
I did.
Because there's a particularly good panel in here that sold you on it hard.
Uh-huh. I couldn't leave it.
And I
actually bought it. Wait, no, never mind. Go ahead.
But it's actually a strange book.
It's a weird book.
Because...
It's been beat to hell. It's got like a big green stain on it.
Yeah, somebody put a bingo jabber on the bottom here.
A dingo ate the comic book?
Dingo ate the comic book. This is Iron Man,
yes.
Number 179 from February 1984. And on the cover...
It's
actually a very weird cover.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what that... It took me a while. I know what that is now. But when I first saw it, I was like, what is it?
But basically, it looks like he's being touched by Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You know, in some way, because he's being a glowed green.
Yes.
A glowed green, mm-hmm. And, you know, he is not happy about it.
No.
So we start with Iron Man flying over...
through a thunderstorm.
Okay, he's flying through a thunderstorm, yeah.
But it's like a god thunderstorm, like like from the gods or something.
Yeah, he's near Greece.
Yeah, whatever.
And this, and we'll get to him...
Whatever he did last issue, he's finishing it up with this issue. So
yeah,
he was,
well,
like, helping out some people.
He was helping out the Eternals. So,
yeah.
I think it's Icarus.
Sure, whatever.
I forgot what his name is.
Icarus?
And whoever the other Eternals are here.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter, whatever. Well, kind of does, you know.
But they're gone after this, like, they're only here for three panels and they leave and we don't see them again.
True.
So it doesn't actually matter right now.
Okay. So they, he helps them out, and they're like, bro, you just get hit by lightning. He's like, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah, he's like, it's good. Like, charged my suit or something. And
so,
then they're like, all right, Iron Man, you take care of yourself. And they're like, he's like, you too, bro. And then they, like, fly away, and that's it.
So then, like, he's flying. Okay, so I think he's...
Well, we do have to say that this is actually not Tony Stark Iron Man.
Oh, quick, okay, yeah, that's very important.
This is...
Jim Rhodes
Iron Man.
This is Rhodey.
So, just as an FYI, this is not Tony Stark. In the Iron Man costume.
Correct.
Important.
Right. So he's flying, and I think, is he in Greece right now?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm ready to go home, because I want to go home, but I don't think the suit's going to make it, or something.
Even though he just got shot by lightning, and he should have a fully charged suit.
Charged
suit.
So he's, because what does he say over here? He's like...
It confuses what he says, because he's like, the suit may or may not be up for a transatlantic flight, but I'm not, so...
He's tired.
He needs a nap.
So he, like, lands in some little Greek village and, like, calls that guy. I don't know who that guy is.
Irwin person.
He calls him and he's like, yo, bro, can you send me some money? Because, like, I don't have any money.
Is this...
I don't have a credit card.
A federal union... What's that shit called when they send you money?
wire transfer? Like,
yeah, but what was it? What's
Western Union?
Western Union. I did that once. You know that?
You wired someone money?
No, I had money wired to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because
I know how much that costs? The amount. It is insane to have wire money wired anywhere.
But I needed it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
I lost my debit card.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
And I needed the money. But I needed like $20, and I just had money wired to me to a Western Union in Boston or in Somerville.
I think I remember
somewhere. Well, it was before I met you.
Are you sure?
Yes. It definitely was.
Okay.
But it was early on in my Boston tenure.
It's really fucking expensive to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like ridiculously fucking expensive because I used to work at a credit union. And people would be like, we want to do this wire transfer. And you're like, great, here's all the fees you have to pay. And it's like, it's not even worth it half the time.
No.
But whatever.
So, wire. So he needs...
Like, he...
He needs money.
Yeah, whatever. So I guess this guy is like, okay, I'll send you some money. Hey, by the way, can you also go stop at this other guy's place? Who should be in Greece? China.
Okay, so apparently, so he helped... Some guy named Regis Fuski.
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin. And he's like, Regis Philbin called me and said, you got to go to help. I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out the mission here.
I don't understand what it is, but whatever it is, he ends up in China.
He ends up going to Hong Kong.
Right. But he's like, hey, this guy called and he just wants to see you. And he's like, okay. So I don't even know if he ever got any money.
So obviously he did, and obviously he's tired. Why didn't he just be like, dude, do I have to go now?
I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe he goes to sleep, because after we see this guy talking on the phone, and the next thing we see, because the guy's like, oh, okay, I'll go talk to that guy. By the way, have you heard from Tony? And he's like, no. And then we cut to, like, a really shitty hotel.
Yeah, Tony's in the Bowery in New York City, and he's drunk.
He's hitting the bottle, and he's with some woman.
Gretel.
And she apparently got her welfare check today.
Oh, yeah.
This is such a fucking super book. So she's going to go buy booze. And then she's also like, by the way, I went to the clinic today and I'm going to have a baby. We are expecting. Isn't that funny? And Tony's like, I don't know what to say. And she's like, just keep drinking. And he's like, okay. And so then we cut to China.
So now we're back in China.
So the question is it like Tony's baby? Or did he just meet this woman? Is he fucking this woman? Because, I mean, he might be too drunk to fuck.
I don't know. Maybe he's just drinking with her just to drink. I mean, I don't
like to hang out together.
I don't have a ton of context for all this booziness that he's been going through.
He's having a hard time.
He's having a time.
He's an alcoholic. I don't know what caused him to go on a bender. I'm sure there's
context. But basically, I think there was some sort of context with him and his company, and later on, there's some stuff with Ottawa Stain that we'll get to.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, yeah, so he's
on a bender.
He's on a bender in the Bowery. So we're back in Hong Kong, and Iron Man is...
In a trench coat. That's right.
He's dressed like fucking Raphael from the Ninja Turtles.
Yes, he is.
Like, literally.
He's wearing a fucking, Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones hat and a trench coat.
And he's walking through the docks in Hong Kong, and these thugs see him, and they're like,
oh, we're going to fight.
Yeah, he's like, they're like, yeah, he shouldn't be walking, but he's gonna change his mind after we stab him
right. And
punch him with things.
And, of course, he's, you know, wearing the Iron Man costume, so that doesn't work. So he, like, takes off his hat, and he's like, oh, well, and he just keeps walking.
Yeah, it didn't really do any good.
Didn't do anything. He was just like, oh. Because, like, it doesn't even take him that long to, like, you know, throw these guys backwards. So then, like, he goes to this place where there's these guys, and, like...
Well, he shows up, but the guy's name is Winston Phlan.
Sure.
Phlan. Yes. So, there you go.
And he's like...
So, okay, I don't understand here.
I don't understand how they found this guy, and he's like...
Well, he was told...
Well, I know, but, like... These two are idiots.
Yeah, but apparently Tony, like, is obligated to hang out with to find this guy and do something for him.
Right, and they're like filmmakers?
Right, apparently this one guy's a very good filmmaker, and he has a guy with him named Marco, who is
his tarot card reader
/ advisor.
Right.
So he's got a fucking psychic with him.
Right, and, like, it's weird because he's like, you know, he walks up, Iron Man walks up in his trench coat, and so obviously Iron Man. You can see his face, you can see his chest, so it's obvious he's wearing the Iron Man costume, and the guy's still like, I'm gonna shoot you, don't move. And he's like, oh, no, dude, don't, no, don't.
If
and,
you shoot
and he's like, wait, I don't understand what you're saying, I don't speak Chinese. He's like, dude, that was in English.
I have...
Like, you moron. And then he's like, it's Iron Man. He's like, are you sure? And the other guy's like, trust me. Like, you can't tell from looking at him. This fucking Iron Man.
And obviously, he knows Iron Man because somebody he knows told him that Iron Man's going to come.
Right.
And apparently this guy has no clue. This guy's dumb.
He's really, really stupid.
I have a question.
Yes.
If this guy shoots Iron Man in the face.
Would it ricochet and go back and hit him?
Well, bro, no. If he shoots him and he has a really good shot and he shoots him like in his eye hole or in the mouth, does that kill Tony?
I assume it would, but I think you'd have to be...
Or Rhodey?
That would either have to be such a lucky shot or you'd have to be like an insane marksman in order to do that.
Well, right, but I mean, it could happen. It could conceivably happen.
Like, not the new Iron... Like, if,
well, not,
maybe
I'm not, okay,
in
but
this
I'm saying,
Iron Man
right,
suit.
Right, so the 80s... If Iron Man was shot in the eye or the mouth and it was a really good shot, why does he not have protection for that?
Because it's the 80s?
I mean, because you would think, I mean, I understand there's going to be some sort of, there's oxygen, there's cooling systems within. No, there is.
Saying that there's no protection. Maybe Tony Stark didn't think of that. It's the one thing he didn't think of. His one weakness. The eye hole shot. Probably because he didn't think anybody was that good.
What do you mean? He knows Hawkeye. Hawkeye could shoot an arrow right into his mouth or eye at any given moment.
You know what would be really funny is, like, once an issue, like, he, like, accidentally stabs himself in the eye with, like, a straw or something. Oh, damn it. I need to fix that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I would like it.
I'm very frustrated about this. Anyways,
that's probably why they're crazy, because I just realized that guy snorted coke.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see
that. Oh, you missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's right in front of our face. He's like, because he's literally like, I'm a tarot card reader. Snort.
Yeah, no wonder.
And this guy apparently is a film producer, and he's like, well.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, this guy's like, I'm a great film producer. I want to shoot a movie in China, and, you know.
Finally got the clearance.
I got the clearance, but my film got all messed up. We need to find out why my film got messed up.
Well, what happened is because he had like 7 canisters of film, and they got here, and they were all exposed. And Iron Man was like, oh, someone, you know, they were opened? And he was like, no, they're still sealed. And that's, somehow they got exposed, but we think it's, like, this crazy guy. Now, this is the coked-up guy telling this story, so I'm surprised anyone believes him.
I'm surprised this is a true story.
Right, exactly. Because this is the coked-up guy, and you'd be like, all right, whatever.
I mean, he literally just snorted a line of coke.
Right, and you know what else? There's, like, there should be more word, like, speech bubbles.
His jaw should be moving.
There should be, like, way more words, and they should all be, like, running together.
Coke.
But he,
is that how Coke people talk? I don't know.
So I guess, like, they were loading the film onto a ship, and...
He should also be saying, man.
Yeah,
more.
Like, way more.
There should be a lot of, like, hey, man.
And he should be like, man. Man. Like, there's a lot of... So he's like, oh, we were loading this stuff onto a ship, and, like, another crate snapped, and, like, this huge dude came and just caught it. And we're not sure what the hell's going on with that.
Yeah, this dude caught
it. So that really does sound like a made-up story by a coke
panel. But they're talking to fucking Iron Man.
Yeah, but that guy's on coke.
That's, you know, but I mean, it's obvious for the sake of the story.
No wonder he thinks he can read tarot cards.
Yeah. Anyways, so they're like, basically like, hey man, and Iron Man rightfully so is like, why do you need me to figure this out?
Right.
This is not anything. I'm
like,
Iron Man.
I'm not a fucking detective, bro. Like,
I'm a suit of goddamn armor.
He keeps calling it a tin suit.
Well, they've called him a bunch of things like that. It's clearly not tin.
I know, but he keeps referring to
it. I wish it was tin.
Dink
dead, you know, but.
And he's like, no, we just need you to like. You know, monitor it. He's like, oh, well, if you're hiring me as muscle, I'll do it.
I mean, but... I just feel he has better things to do.
Well, apparently he does not. He's gonna take this detour and hang out with the coke guy.
Well, anyway, so they're... so the, we're back to the hoodlums on the dock, and they're opening up these crates because they want to fuck with the tourists, you know, because Hong Kong's a crazy shithole.
Mm-hmm.
And they get ambushed by
a guy in overalls.
A guy in overalls who later we find out it's Radioactive Man.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's his name.
I know, but it's a guy in overalls.
But you know, right now it's Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah, he looks like every, like the way he's drawn in there, he looks like every drawing of a communist worker that has ever been.
Yep.
Because he's wearing like the hat.
Well, they are in Red China.
Yes, I realize that. He's wearing like the hat, like the hard hat, and the overalls, and yeah. So. And so him and Iron Man get into it. He throws like a forklift at him.
Yeah. He's throwing shit at him, and Fireman starts.
And then the guy, like the radioactive guy, gets away, and Iron Man's looking for him, and then something happens to his head.
Well, basically, what happens to his head, as we find out, is because since it's Radioactive Man, he's radioactive all the fucking time.
Right.
That has something to do with his.
Yeah, he's getting radiation poisoning, and, yeah. And it's awful.
It's awful. You know, Rhodey's not doing so hot.
No.
You know, he describes his. As having fish hooks tearing at my brain, which...
Gross.
So Tony goes to the... So anyway, we're back up in New York or wherever we are. And Tony's at... Yeah, Tony Man...
Goes to the bank.
Tony Man. Is at the bank.
Tony Man.
He's at the bank, and he's like...
Where's my money?
I have money.
Bitch better have my money.
And then the banker's like... The guy's like, well, things are going down,
well,
so.
Your account's kind of frozen.
Yeah, your account's kind of frozen. And you know it's never going to work out. So,
oh, yeah. By the way, next time you come to a business meeting, please don't smell like booze.
Right. And apparently, somebody calls Ottima Stain like immediately,
who just looks like Lex Luthor.
Well, he pretty much is.
Yeah, he's just like bald.
He's exactly Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Like,
except he doesn't have kryptonite on him.
Right. But he looks exactly like Lex Luthor. He's like, oh.
And they're like, hey, ha ha, Tony Stark was just here and he rigged him cheap booze and we didn't give him any money. Ha 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 ha. And he's like, that's great.
That's great. These are good news.
This is awesome. I'm glad we're ruining a man's life. Do do do. So
I like that the bank's like just got, you know, the banker's got nothing better to do just to call, you know, people that got out of a stay and be like, yeah, just do.
I assume that's how banks work. Like, it's just some guy at the bank like calling like some evil guy.
They call evil people to say, ha, oh, this person was poor and they're stupid.
Yeah,
now.
They were just like, hey, this poor person just came in here and they're really, really desperate. We told them no.
Do you think like Donald Trump gets a million of these calls a day?
Yeah, and he just jacks off.
Could you record these all? And then he goes.
And he just plays them off and he just jacks into the shower.
Ugh.
While his toupee is in the sink.
Well, that's when he soaks his toupee.
Yeah.
He has a toupee soak, and then he...
And he listens to all the calls about how poor people are poor.
He gets off to all the bankers calling him, telling him how badly they...
They fucked over poor people. Yeah.
And,
I think that's how that works. I think that's, like, how Wall Street functions, actually.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, if you're in Goldman Sachs, like, that's just... Instead of elevator music, it's just calls about poor people crying because their kids can't, like, you know...
Because they got denied a loan.
Yeah, and now their kid is going to, like, die or, like, have to live in a street. And they're just like, this is the best. And then they pop their collar and they walk out.
What a horrible...
America.
Anyways, so back to horribleness. Yeah. Tony is ripped to the tits.
Yeah, and he goes outside to his pregnant friend.
Pregnant friend.
I don't know if it's his girlfriend. I don't know. Lady friend. And he's like, I was going to get you a good doctor. I'm assuming that means to have an abortion. But it doesn't really specify. He just says, I was going to get you the best doctor... But I don't have any money. And she's like, that's all right. I have like $4 left. That's enough to get us a shitty room. Which, imagining a place where you could fucking get a shitty room in New York for $4.
Is the worst room ever.
Well, not only that, but like if you were to get a shitty room in New York now, it would cost you like at least $200.
Yeah.
And you would just have to like battle the roaches for your bed.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
So she's like,
pretty much, it's going to be you're paying a lot for the worst.
Yeah, for the worst. So she's like, and I can do that, and I can buy some wine, and that'll be great, right? That's all we really need. And he's like, oh, you know, for a wino, that's enough, but for Tony Stark, this will do just fine. And he picks up, and like, there's a picture of him. This is why I bought this book. It is a picture of him holding, what, like a pint of Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says a Thunderbird, an American classic.
The American classic.
That's why I bought this book, you
guys. Because America.
And Thunderbird.
Got you. Know, he
I mean, that's Tony's hit rock bottom.
I think Thunderbird had advertised here. This is how it happened. Because they could have picked Black Velvet.
No.
They could have did Three Feathers. You know, they could have did, you know, whatever. You know, he could have been drinking, Colt 45, you know, malt liquor.
Oh, Colt 45 is like so many steps above Thunderbird.
Oh, is it really?
In my head, it is, sure. I don't know. I don't really have, like, an alcohol scale.
I don't know. I'm not a whiskey person. No. I never have and probably never will be. So I'm assuming that this, but I mean, just the fact that it's, you know, it's bearded, gross Tony.
Well, I mean, like, Thunderbird is, like, one step away from fucking rubbing alcohol, basically. Yeah, it's like, you know, you drink enough of that, I'm sure you're going to go blind at one point.
Well, thankfully, Tony doesn't go blind.
Nope.
So he's calling,
Iron Man.
So Iron Man Rhodey calls Irwin R. Scheister, whoever the fuck this guy
is. All he does is, like, wear a bow tie and talk on the phone.
Yeah, fuck this guy. And he has, like, really ugly suits. He's like, these really colorful suits. I don't know who half these people are.
I don't know who these people are either. And, like, so he calls him, and he's like, does he call him about?
He calls him because he's got the headache. He got the crazy headache, and they're like.
Yeah, but he asks him something else, too. He says, I have two questions. Like, one is the headache, and the other one is, do you think this guy could be Radioactive Man or whatever?
And it's like, yeah.
And he's like, well, it sounds like you have a headache. That's all I can tell you. But the other one, yeah, it sounds like it could be radioactive.
Sounds like you have a headache. Why don't you take some aspirin and,
Because, yes. Like, literally, he says, the only thing I can tell you about your headaches is to remind you that you had them before. I'm like, good. Sounds great, guys. Thank you for,
These long-distance calls.
Right?
Are totally,
like,
worth
this,
it.
This is, like, way back in the day. Like, this is.
There's no 1-800-COLLECT.
Right. There's no 1-800-COLLECT. And not only
Alf
that.
Was not pitching. Alf wasn't even on.
But not only that, like, long distance just cost a fuckload. There was no unlimited long distance. They're wasting long distance minutes to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I don't
here.
Know, he talks to this woman who's apparently his sister.
No, he calls her Sis, and he's like, my name's not Sis, my name is...
Clymenestra?
Clymenestra?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of name, first of all... What kind of... He's better off calling her Sis.
No, I know, but Clymenestra, isn't she like a goddess or something?
I don't know who she is. She looks like
random
woman.
Like, actually, in, like, mythology.
I'm assuming that name has something to do with it.
It does.
To me, it sounds like a heart drug.
Yeah.
You know, if you take Clymenestra and you start getting dry mouth, call your doctor and tell him...
Or, like, an STD.
An STD. If you get an STD from Clymenestra... please call your doctor and ask him to give you some hot needles to help yourself with that.
Clymenestra was the wife of Agamemnon, the ruler of the ancient Greek kingdom of Mycenae or Argos.
So Agamemnon was okay. Well, that makes
sense.
She
murdered her husband.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This chick does not look like a Clymenestra to me, though.
No.
She kind of looks like a Diane.
No, I don't know. Maybe they're like, we can't have a Diane because there's Wonder Woman. But, like, my favorite part is if you, like, go back here and she's talking to him. And she's like, oh, I got an A in my psychology. So she's trying to say, like, what's wrong with this guy. She thinks, like, that...
But who is she?
I don't know. But, like, Iron Man, she thinks that he has, like, a fear of, like, failure or whatever. But she just says, like, I got an A in my psychology course. Like, the one she took. So, basically, she took Psych 101 and now thinks she knows the answer to everybody's mental problems.
Oh, my God.
So, she's that chick. And everybody's met that person.
Great.
You know that person.
You know, she probably went to, like, a state school.
Right. But they, like, took one fucking psych course and they're like, well, I can tell you what's wrong with you. You're like, you're not a fucking psychiatrist. You took a psych course. But that's her. That's her. Good job. I'm glad. I hope she's, like, walking around just telling everybody that they're all, like, fucking
sick. Who is she?
She's the wife of Agamemnon.
Whatever. I'm gonna look her up later. She's probably not gonna be in squat to the rest of this book.
She probably doesn't mean anything.
I'm probably wrong.
So,
but anyway, so he's supposed we're back in Hong Kong, and you know, Iron Man's
just fucking wearing a trench coat,
literally watching people load shit onto a truck.
Right, and you'd think it would go faster if he actually did it, because
Iron Man, he can lift it,
and he's in a robot suit, and like I don't know why he's wearing this trench coat, because you can obviously see his face, his hands, his legs, and he's just wearing a trench coat like he's like fucking incognito.
So, anyway, so, Radioactive Man, you know,
sees him, sees him again, and he's like, shit, it's that guy.
He's shit, and it's like, he calls somebody. And
on a mini tank? What the fuck is that? That's his, like, communicator device, but it looks like a mini tank.
What is that? I can't even.
It's a mini tank. He calls home on the mini tank.
Maybe at least it has long distance.
It's Radioactive Man phone home.
Radioactive Man phone home, and he's like, kill Iron Man, and Iron Man, he's like, sure.
Sure, all
right. So he goes, and they start...
He throws a barrel at him.
Throws a barrel at him like he's fucking Donkey Kong.
I know, but it hits him in the back, and, like, this panel is hilarious. Because it's, like, drawn from the perspective of, like, Iron Man is falling into you, so it's, like, his hands all splayed out. It's really funny.
So he gets knocked off into the water, and Radioactive Man tries to crush him in between some boats.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work, so he flies out.
He's like, haha. And then, like, they start fighting, and they knock over some crate that has, like, more mini tanks in it, I guess. And Iron Man realizes that, like, Radioactive Man is here to guard the crate of mini tanks.
What are these things?
I don't know.
I
don't know. That one kind of looks like a keyboard, like a really old keyboard, and that one.
So basically what he's doing is he's going to a flea market.
Yeah.
And he's it's like when you go to a flea market, like
you
actually
buy a bunch of shit.
You see a bunch of like Illinois electronics, flea swap meets.
Yeah. Well,
and you're like, what the fuck is all this shit? This is all that shit.
Right. Like basically all it is it's like, you know, the odds and ends of electronic shit, like that's in a fucking crate in the back of a store, and they're like, well, you might be able to find the cord you need if you, like, dig through that shit. That's what he's guarding.
But apparently, it's...
So Iron Man's like, oh, he's just, like me. He's, like, you know, just the muscle to guard this shit, so I'll fuck him up and ruin his livelihood by breaking this dock and throwing everything he was watching.
He's ruining everybody's livelihood here.
Right, and just
because he's
right
ruining a dock in fucking
like,
Hong
Kong.
Like,
a huge part of the dock in Hong Kong. And just dumps all this stuff that this guy's supposed to be watching.
All while
like,
wearing a trench coat.
Still wearing a trench coat. Right into the water. So, it all goes to the bottom of the ocean.
Into
and Iron Man runs
sea.
Away. And then, of course, he has to go, like, Radioactive Man has to go tell his boss on the mini tank that he lost all the shit. And the boss is really mad. And he's like, you have strength, but you should still be scared. So Iron Man just fucked this guy over, like, hard. He's like really fucked.
Well,
this
guy. I mean, you know, but he is getting attacked. I mean, it just.
Yeah, I know, but he like. I'm sure there was another way to do it besides let's break the entire dock and throw everybody's shit into the water.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should have been more to just, you know, if you could.
Hit him with a big paddle. That's my solution for everything. Hit him with a big stick.
No, that was your solution for the Green Arrow, Green Lantern movie.
Should,
in order to fight Parallax.
Yes, hit him with a big stick.
Just get a bunch of big. Well, that's all they fucking do, anyways. Green Lanterns,
right? Like, it would have been better than whatever they did, like the net thing. At least they're hitting it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that old lady who like hits people with her purse. And like really, really weak. Like, you remember that Simpsons where Mr. Burns, like, tries to hit Homer or something?
He tries to give somebody
Or he tries to hit him with a bat?
No, he tries to hit somebody else with a bat. And he's like, he's like, sir, what are you doing? He's like, giving you the thrashing of your life.
It's gonna be me.
But with a purse.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually.
So... Basically,
Iron Man tells the film guys that their film is fine.
No, the film is ruined.
No, this film is not ruined. This film is okay. And he tells them it's, you know, it's fine. But by the way, I think what happened was he fucked up your other film because he had to use
all. Where does he say that the film is fine?
It's here.
Anyway.
I think I doped that out.
You figured out what happened.
Yeah, but this film is fine.
I don't know.
This new film is fine. But he figured out that Radioactive Man, when he went to catch that other crate that the Coke Man told him about, he exerted all the energy and it wiped the film because it was nearby. But this film is okay. And he's like, all right, well, he's done his job, pay the man. And then, like, Coke Man gets all pissed about that. He's like, don't use that tone of voice, but I was just going to pay him anyway. You're like, you guys are having, like, weird conversations.
Yeah, we don't need this.
Like, really detached.
Can we just, like, end this?
Yeah.
You know, literally, it's like, do we have to, is there a reason why we're saying this? Like,
no.
Why Coke Boy
and Blondie? And
Blondie are arguing, you know, like there's some sort of petty film producers. I'm like, who, like,
no
who,
one cares.
Like, who's
these people
this?
Will never come back.
Like, literally, you could have ended it and been like, you could have been flying back and been like, I got paid.
Right. All right,
figure it out. Because I want to know how he's getting back.
Right, he could have been like, well, you know, we figured that one out. Like, we didn't have to see these guys, like, bicker over bullshit.
Nope.
And then Coke Man's like, here's your check. P.S., would you like some booze? and Iron Man's like, that makes me angry. And then we get to
see
Tony.
He's like, that makes me angry, but you wouldn't know why. And it's because, you know, we go back and we see Tony.
Like, laying on the bed. Which, this is, Tony's such a fucking douche. Because, like, he's with this woman who's pregnant. I don't know if it's his, maybe, I don't know. And he's, like, telling this woman all about, like, all the beautiful women that he's been in love with, and she's like, why don't you tell me more stories, Tones? And he's like, fuck you. Like, really? You don't want to hear, like, all the stories about all the beautiful women he loved? And then she's like, but you love me, right, Tones? And she calls him Tones.
Tones.
You love me? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And that's how it ends.
That's Iron Man.
That's drunken Iron Man.
That's drunken Iron Man and Iron Man in a trench coat.
Yeah, I mean for no fucking reason.
He ruins the Hong Kong economy.
Yeah,
and
really fucks up that guy's Radioactive Man's day.
Superheroes suck.
Yeah. They're kind of dicks.
I feel like we read enough of these books, and as we always read the ones where it just nothing. It's like, is it just our disposition that
I think it's just that we end up, since we have such a shitty collection, we always end up with the ones where, like, the superheroes are really the ones that fuck everything up.
Man. Yeah, there's...
I mean, granted, that guy did throw a barrel at Iron Man, so...
Well, he was throwing it because he's got some sort of more... Radioactive Man had a more nefarious scheme. Well, I don't know what it was.
Oh, I don't know. It was talking into a tank.
Whatever.
It was talking into his model tank in his little room, and then he was like, the tank tells me I should throw a barrel at Iron Man.
And Iron Man's like, fuck Hong Kong. Destroys the port.
Yeah, he's like, you guys don't need this, right?
He's like, alright, yeah.
This isn't an important thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Break.
Okay, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, and brought to you by Comics on Comics. We are back with Firestorm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Firestorm, who he is hot again.
No, yeah. Pun intended, oh yeah. Yeah.
Because of the Flash.
Yeah.
Well, just the randomness. I kind of feel it's very random inclusion.
What, Firestorm?
Yeah. Because he wasn't like around in the New 52. I mean, he wasn't.
Didn't he have his own book?
Right, right. By the time the Flash
canceled. Yeah.
Yeah, the Flash started. You know, the book was already canceled.
Yes.
So, but they found a way to work him in, and I think he's great.
Ow! Yes.
You could be okay.
Yes, she likes to dig her claws into my knee. All right.
So, I hope you guys enjoy this. We have a special guest.
Our cat is visiting.
She is very anxious.
She's sitting on me, and she likes to claw the fuck out of my leg while she sits on me. It's really cute.
So, this is Firestorm, the Nuclear Man.
Yep.
Volume 1 from April 1978. This is, believe it or not, the second ever appearance of Firestorm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, okay, yeah.
Firestorm hasn't been around for very long.
Wait, so he wasn't a character that was in another book and then got his own? He just automatically got his own book?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, first one was like just like, because back in the late 70s, there was this whole like explosion. I think they call it the DC explosion, actually, of, you know, a bunch of characters, like a new, you know, brand new characters and brand new books and stuff. And then after like a while, a lot of the DC was like, holy shit, we got a lot of books.
We got a lot of fucking characters.
They got a lot of characters, and they just, you know, got rid of Firestorm.
Right.
However, he was pretty popular,
mm-hmm.
so they brought him back, and they brought, you know, there was the Fury of Firestorm series, which, you know, went on for a number of years.
Mm.
But this is the second ever issue of the initial Firestorm, the Nuclear Man series, and on the cover,
Superman.
It's Superman, because it's the second issue of your book.
You gotta have Superman.
You gotta have Superman in it. And, of course, it's one of those covers where
Superman's being an asshole.
Superman's being an asshole, and there's some sort of misleadingness about it, because whatever is actually happening here doesn't actually happen.
Of course not, no.
To some sort of degree, it doesn't. I mean, Superman's still a creep.
Oh, he's a super dick.
He's still a dick.
He's an absolute dick in this book. For no reason.
But
we'll talk about that.
But, yeah, but, you know, basically on the cover you have, you know, Firestorm being like, hey, Man of Steel, you know, Multiplex, help me out. And
he's like, nope.
And he's like, sorry, kid, you're on your own.
Yep, sucks to be you.
And so Superman. That's it. Yeah, and then he's just being a dick. So
Superman's
I guess,
like, I got long thighs.
Yeah, look at those thighs. So, yeah, so here we are trying to figure out, you know, you buy this book and be like, why is he being a dick?
Right.
Yeah, so
we'll
see.
You know what I think about Firestorm's outfit,
mm-hmm.
especially the head part?
Yeah.
The top of his head, to me, is like the Olympic cauldron where they finally bring the torch and it just...
Well, I'm trying to understand...
It just burns.
I'm trying to understand, I mean, maybe if this is... Because
it's not supposed to be fire, right? That's the whole thing.
It's atomic fire, but it's, you know, like
right.
a molecular thing, so it doesn't
yeah.
actually burn. You know, like you put him in a headlock and he'll be fine. But I don't know.
I am confused on how he works.
Well, basically, I mean, you know how he merges with Dr.
Yes.
You know, Ron Raymond and Dr.
Yes.
Stein.
Yes.
They merge.
Yes.
They become Firestorm because they were in this, you know, nuclear
yep.
reactor explosion that somehow didn't horribly kill them.
Right.
But, you know, pretty much Dr. Manhattan them. And,
no,
you know,
I know that. But, like, when he exerts his power.
Uh-huh.
He says he affects things on an atomic level.
Right. So he can basically change, like, this our TV into, like, a toaster.
Right. But doesn't he do that via radiation?
Well, yeah, because he's full of nuclear radiation powers.
Shouldn't everyone around him be horribly ill whenever he exercises his powers?
Sure.
Like, shouldn't... Like, the government, like, fucking break out the Geiger counter every single time he's around, and, like, people should be, you know, it should be, like, Hiroshima every time this motherfucker does anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't seem to happen.
You know who would answer this question very well?
The guy who does the Firestorm podcast?
Yeah, the Firestorm. The guy who, actually,
What is it, the Fire and Water podcast?
The Fire and Water podcast, hosted by the Irredeemable Shag and... Rob Kelly, and Shag is the number one authority on Firestorm.
He would be able to answer my question.
And I feel like he is somebody that I would actually want to have a part to talk about this. I'm going to send this to him.
What, this?
This issue. Or this, it's this episode.
This episode?
Because I feel like we need some answers, and I feel...
Can we just tweet questions at him? So, wait, the guy who does the water part, though.
Yeah.
He does Aquaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's into Aquaman, and this guy has the Firestorm.
Right.
And it just happened that 2015
really good
was,
for both of them.
Was a fucking, you know, was the fucking best year.
For yeah.
Literally the best year
yeah.
for both of these guys. So that's great.
That's great.
When's that going to happen for me with my guys?
Never. You guys are never. There is never going to be a year where everybody's like, you know who's big? Dr. Fate and Red Tornado.
Dr. Fate almost had it that this year. because of the Hellblazer or the Constantine show.
That's, well, his helmet was in the Constantine show, but then Constantine sucked so many balls that it got canceled.
Constantine, they had him and the chick from the show up at the fucking Macy's parade. I was like, really? You're going to promote it here? Like, anybody's going to give a fuck? You know, it's why is there not a float with him and a bunch of like inflatable demons? You know, or him in an inflatable cigarette and just telling people to piss off.
Nothing says...
Like, a bunch of, like, theater students dressed as, like, Constantine's doing a dance, you know?
That would be amazing. But nothing says wholesome family fun like Constantine.
Oh, God. Constantine actually did pull off what could probably be best described as the first ever live-action Eclipso episode, too. It was the last episode, I think, that aired.
Well, they also had the Spectre in there too.
Well, the Spectre was around, but he wasn't doing it. He was just there. It was like here's Jim Corrigan, but you know.
But he would be the Spectre eventually, but they got canceled before he was actually the Spectre.
Before anybody, because it was a fucking boring ass show.
It was a terrible show because you can't. It needs to be done on like HBO or something if you're going to do it. Because you need to be able to really hit it.
We lost Dracula for that.
I know. Dracula was great. It was so ridiculous, but that's why it was awesome.
Anyways.
Oh, sorry.
I'll start getting waxing poetic on Dracula. I'll be very upset.
Yeah, Sean's really upset that he lost
Dracula. I mean, you are too. You're kind of...
I am, but I think you liked it more than I did.
I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think I did. Anyways, so...
I just want to know how Dracula got a boner. Because
so stupid that like he's like, you know, he's walking around and just like he's like, dude, you're the coldest motherfucker I've ever met.
Exactly.
Like physically the coldest motherfucker, and these women are like, hey, grab.
Well then not only that, but they had to do this whole thing where he was like trying to be able to walk in the sun, but his blood doesn't circulate, but yet he can still get a fucking heart on. Like, none of that makes sense. Whatever.
One of many incredible things in that show.
My blood doesn't circulate, but somehow I have this boner.
But
anyway, it's a rigor mortis.
Constant rigor mortis?
Rigor mortis.
Is that a thing? Like,
I don't know.
Can I ask the doctor, can I constantly get rigor mortis?
No, but then they would tell you to go, that's what like Viagra does if you have it like for 4 hours. They tell you to go to the emergency room. That's basically,
why did you go and tell you have constant rigor mortis?
I'm going to guess, yes. Instead, that's what Viagra does in my head. This is the headcanon that I have for Viagra. It gives your penis constant rigor mortis.
I'm glad you're writing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right. Anyway, we have a book to read.
Yeah, let's talk about Firestorm here.
All right.
Firestorm, this issue is called Constant Rigor Mortis.
It's called Danger Doubled is Death, which, no, that is not true.
Danger Doubled
just
is
just more danger.
It's more danger.
Just fuck you, book.
Danger is like... That's a lot of danger. It's not death. Because you can't say this. You can't really say that you're going to die.
Well, it's not a certainty. And then, yeah, that arrow. Yeah, it's...
What arrow?
That one.
Oh, it's pointing to the artists.
Yeah, great. Good for it.
It's like this is such a hot book.
Yep, great. So anyway,
I was actually looking at this. I was trying to see if this said something cute, but it doesn't.
No, it's trash can.
It's trash.
So there's a guy getting his ass kicked on the streets of New York.
And so basically Firestorm's flying through New York, and he's like, man, you know, I just became Firestorm last issue, and I'm kind of interested in, like, finding out how things go. You know, maybe I gotta go to school, but, you know, let's help this guy first. So basically...
It's like mobsters punching some guy who owes them money, basically. And Firestorm's like, aha, I am here, I'm gonna fuck you guys up. And he melts the pavement. Now, these guys should be dead.
Yes.
They should absolutely 110% be dead or dying, because what he does is he melts the pavement and makes it into...
Tar.
No, he says turning cold cement into gloppy, hot tar. And that guy is so far in it that his whole bottom half is in it.
So basically, this guy's bottom half should be like...
They should be dead.
You should be dead. And it's like, cause here's the thing. Now you have to get cleanup crews...
To try to get these guys out of there.
Get these guys out.
They're literally... That guy's skin has probably been fused with the tar now.
There's no way... I mean,
Firestorm's really happy about it. He's like, I'm awesome. Don't give me any applause, everybody. And I'm like, you just fucked those two guys. All they were doing was
beating... The cops are like, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Like, yeah, that, they were beating that guy.
So here's the thing.
All you had to do was punch them. You didn't have to burn them.
All you had to do was find something metal They change this into like a metal coil and wrap their legs up and have them get stuck.
Like tie it around them and then just have them fall.
Have them fall, and then they would, and whoever they're punching would be able to get away.
Right. No, you gave them like third degree burns that they probably you maimed. Not
he's maimed them for like this guy.
Guy's dick is gone.
This guy, he has constant rigor mortis.
Well, he doesn't even have that anymore because his dick is.
He has no rigor mortis. Yeah, he's basically Lieutenant Dan at this point.
Yeah.
This poor guy. Jesus Christ, Firestorm.
Like, Firestorm's, like, really happy about it. He's like, no applause, please. Ha ha ha, look at how great I am. And it doesn't dawn on him that he just totally fucked those guys up.
No. So he's flying around and, like, you know, of course...
And he's like, chicks are going to be impressed by me.
Right. And basically, you know, the whole premise of Firestorm is, you know, since he's... Ronnie Raymond controls the body, but the main consciousness that controls Firestorm's actions, I guess, at this point, is Dr. Stein's.
No, not this one.
That's what he says.
No. He says that Dr. Stein was unconscious when they merged. So.
But his brain, his thoughts, like this is Ronnie's body. Ronnie's got the body.
Right, but Dr.
They're sharing a mind.
Right, but they're sharing a mind, but isn't Ronnie pretty much the one that's in control of it?
Ronnie, well, he says something later about how...
We'll have to read it because I felt like it meant Ronnie was the guy in control of it.
Irredeemable Shag, please help us.
At least in this issue, it seems that's what's going on. So he's like, I'm going to impress this chick. And he's like, that's not going to work.
He just impressed a random chick, and everybody's like, holy fuck, your hair's on fire. And he's like, yeah, well, look, I can change this
and he's like, hey, look,
newspaper into some flowers.
I just made radioactive flowers. Would you like them? And she faints.
She faints because
because she's sick from radiation poisoning.
Yes. Yes. He's used his powers, and he's got to give her steaming flowers.
Like they're actually like they're so hot they're steaming.
And these guys are like, "What'd you do to my girl?" And he's like, "He's like, you better get out of here." I'm like,
"That's why I'm saying I don't think the doctor is controlling his actions because the doctor knows better, and he tries to warn him from doing that."
Yeah, he goes, "Okay, because Martin Stein is unconscious when we met, the persona when we became first, so my persona is a dormant mode."
Right.
Right.
You, Ronald, are in charge of our body always.
Okay.
Yeah, because he tried to warn him from doing that. He's like, I have more experience than you. Don't go over there and try to impress that girl. And he did it anyway. And he was like, I told you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll de-firestorm us. And I kind of feel bad for the doctor because he doesn't seem to know what's going on. He doesn't seem to remember.
So when they split, yeah, he is like dazed and like, does he even know that he is Firestorm?
I don't think so because he has no memory of it.
Okay.
Which I feel that makes me sad for him.
Right. So he's Firestorm. So they go back to where they first met.
Merged
or whatever. And he splits and Dr. Stein stumbles back into the world, and Ronnie goes home.
Yeah.
And you know, we get the whole origin of
Firestorm,
and then we get, you know, people yelling at Dr. Stein.
Right, because he doesn't fucking remember what happened, and this is why I feel bad for him, because he's just like, and they're like, dude, there was a fire, you disappeared, now you're back. Like, that's really suspicious and weird. And he's like, I don't remember anything that happened. And then some other guy with a really bad haircut comes up and calls him a liar.
Well, Danton Black, who used to be his co-worker or assistant.
Sure.
And they're yelling at him. And he was his assistant.
Right. And then he gets a terrible headache.
Because he was also near the blast that happened.
Yes.
So apparently everybody can survive a fucking nuclear blast. Bullshit.
Yes. We all live.
I'm tired of that.
Yes.
So he's having trouble and he starts, you know, seeing double. And
he's just like, ah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Firestorm's back home. He's at school.
So we jump ahead a couple hours, and he's, like, trying to talk to this chick, and then I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
That's, like, one of his geek friends that was with him from the first issue.
Yeah, one of his geek friends.
Clifton Carmichael or whatever.
Yeah, but he's like, this guy goes, hey, you're really violent, Ronnie. And Ronnie's like, you take that back, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I kind of like when he goes, speaking of violence, like he remembers to be, like he kind of gets like this bug where he's like, violence. Well, oh, hey, right. Speaking of which,
He could punch people.
I fuck you up. I'm like.
And the girl's like, don't do that. And he's like, and then like fucking Ronnie gets all upset. He's like, man, I can't fucking even punch you without my girlfriend getting mad. It's like, yes. You can't just be a violent asshole for no fucking reason and not suffer any consequences. No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, he just needs to...
And he gets all mad about it. He's such a dick. And so then, like, he goes home.
God.
And his dad is there, but I guess he's not really there all the time.
His dad apparently works weird hours, and he doesn't...
He's like a journalist. Basically, he has like, an absentee dad, and he's like, oh, my dad's home. He's like, hey, isn't Firestorm cool? And his dad's like, no. And then Ronnie's like,
he's like, bad enough we got Wonder Woman. I'm like, really? That's all you can think of is Wonder Woman at this time? And bad enough we got a woman in a bustier running around.
Sucks to see hot chicks beating people. Man. That's why everybody hates Ronda Rousey.
Nobody hates her.
Well, that was the whole point. That was sarcasm. Okay.
But fucking, yeah, maybe he's talking about like a costume approval. I'm like. Like, I don't know, I just felt that you could have been like, Jesus Christ, Superman, and this asshole.
You could have picked anybody.
You could have picked anybody, you just picked Wonder Woman. There's some pretty bad pot shots here.
Yeah.
In this book. It's a pretty mean-spirited book.
It really is. So, like, Ronnie's like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to go for a walk because you don't like Firestorm. That makes me have bad feels.
you don't like my superhero man with flamey hair.
Yeah. Eh. So I'm going to go outside and stare at the moon, which that's literally what it does. He's staring at the moon, right there.
Maybe he wants to turn into a werewolf.
No, this is an American Tale.
Oh, he's got a basketball.
It's American Tale. So
with a basketball.
He's Fievel.
He's Fievel. Fievel took
he's
it to
gonna
the
start
hole.
Singing that, like, what is that song?
Somewhere out
song?
There.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere out there. And he slam dunks a basketball. And,
love will see us through. Yeah, that song.
Well, that's a sad song.
It's a really sad song.
He's made me cry. God damn it.
I wonder how many people listening to this have no fucking idea what we're talking about. Because that movie came out when we were really young.
Came out when I was like 5.
Yeah. Like, it's a really, really old movie. Anyway, so Ronnie Raymond.
Just want to be proud of them. You know, he's standing there.
Having a sad,
looking at the moon like a werewolf.
And then we cut to Clark Kent when he was a newscaster. So fucking stupid.
So, yeah.
Clark Kent is supposed to be, like, all disheveled and, like, dorky and whatever, and they put him on TV. Like, you've seen newscasters. They're all, like, square jaw McFuckingtons and, like, fucking throw Clark on there. And it's like, oh, he doesn't look like Superman. Here's a picture of Superman. Whatever.
Clark Kent is the greatest example of failing upwards.
He really is. He absolutely is. And he does a very good job at it.
He's the greatest. He's the big. I mean, he's not just a klutz in real life. Yeah. He's just a klutz overall.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How, I don't understand.
He's a mess.
Literal mess.
So he's like, oh, I should go check out this Firestorm guy that I just reported on. It's not a job for Clark. It's a job for Superman.
Right. So then we get some stuff.
Flying. But first, we also have this part.
Well, Stein basically gets ambushed
by... He gets ambushed, but I want to stop and look at this...
Oh, we got a...
Hostess ad. with starring Superman, where Superman's just walking down the street, and he just happens to x-ray a building. I'm assuming he does that all the time. And see that there... He's just like...
If he just x-rays a building, just like, hey.
Like, is there anyone naked in there? No. Okay.
Hey, do they have any Hot Pockets in there? Who's having a birthday? Hey, look at that. He flies up. Hey, who's having a birthday? Get out of here, Superman.
He's like, I gotta stop at one of these buildings and pick up a 6-pack of Sprite. I don't want to go to the store. I'll just stop at one of these.
I'm just gonna find somebody's got one of their office fridges. I'm just gonna steal it. Wouldn't it be great if a Superman just busts through your place and just steals your things? Like, yeah, hey, I saw
this. It's closer than Ralph's.
Closer than Superman petty grocery thief.
Yeah.
Which apparently he must be, because he... Well, go ahead.
So he looks through this building, and he's like, oh, that's going to happen. And then he literally thinks this is a job for Superman, not Clark Kent.
Yeah, because what the fuck was Clark Kent going to run...
I'm glad you specified.
It'd be great if he would have thought that it was a job for Clark Kent, and he just starts running up the stairs like... I'm coming to save you. And then everybody falls down to their depths, and he's like, damn it! I thought it was a job for Clark Kent.
So... Superman goes to save these people, and this is what I love, is he saves them from falling, but what he does, instead of, like, going from above and lowering the elevator, like, to the bottom, or, like, holding it so these people can get out on a floor before he, like, puts it, like, you know, flies it down to
which
the bottom.
Which he could do because he's Superman.
Or you could absolutely do that. No, he comes from the bottom, leaves the people in the elevator, and just goes through the roof of a fucking skyscraper. And that, honestly, it should have been crushed and they all should die.
At the same time, throwing moist cakes at them.
Yeah, it leaves the door open because I'm sure these people are just going to tumble out and die.
I know. Well, but these are two. What if the cakes don't make it up there? And they're like, cake! And then they fall to their death. And Superman's like, shit, I got to save that person that just fell and dropped the cakes.
Which one should I drop? That person? Or
should I drop the rest of the thing? And then he drops the rest of the elevator. These other people fall to their death. So he's got to fly around. And then it's just like, and then the news just reads, Superman... Death by Chocolate.
Pretty much.
That's what this should have been called, the Death by Chocolate.
And, like, I don't understand. Like, I'm like, you could have just held it and, like, opened a door and let those people off on one of the stable floors. No, fly him through the roof. So he flies him through the roof, and then he brings the elevator down to the street. So these people are no closer to their destination than when they started.
Well.
Now they are farther away. And so then they're like, well, we didn't even notice we were in danger. And then Clark Kent comes to interview them. He's like, we didn't even notice we were in danger because we were too busy eating these Hostess cakes.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't notice you're in danger. You're like, Jesus Christ, I'm 200.
I just went through a fucking rooftop.
I'm 1,000 feet in the air and I'm fucking terrified
because this motherfucker insists on keeping the door open.
Yeah. You would have, the door's wide open. He's like, have some cake. I'm like, fuck you. Put me down.
I don't want cake. I want to live.
Put me down. There's a million places you can put me down. You're just flying up throwing the cake.
Put, like, literally just, like, grabbed the thing and put us safely on the very bottom floor where we could have just taken the stairs to wherever we needed to go. But no, you put us in more danger and gave us cake.
He is the dumbest person.
He really is stupid.
Anyways. So we're back and, so Dr.
He gets ambushed by
Professor Stein gets ambushed by Multiplex, who now has a fucking
awful costume.
Awful costume. He's dressed like a band, marching band person with Magneto's helmet and some fabulous glasses.
Some cat eye glasses.
Cat eye glasses. He's got a cape, and it's like, how did you make this? Like, you have these powers,
no,
and you decided
he made two of them. Too.
No, he could duplicate.
Oh, so there's only one costume.
There's only one costume, but why would you make one?
I like thinking that he made two.
It's awful.
Yeah, because to duplicate that insane outfit perfectly, that takes some skill.
So he gets they're slapping him. So anyways, he gets slapped. You know, they're slapping Dr. Stein around,
and all of a sudden,
Ronnie feels it because he's like,
I felt like I just got punched. Oh no, I better go help Dr. Stein. So he runs away.
He runs away, and then...
his dad's like, hey, kid, oh, wait, you're not going to listen to me? You're such an ass. They hate teenagers.
Well, where are you going, Ronnie? I don't know, I think he's being a bit rash.
He is. Ridiculous. So Ronnie, like, runs to the subway, but there's no train, and he's like, dah, no train. And, like, for some reason, he decides he needs to hide underneath the staircase.
That's right.
No one's chasing him. He's just like, I'm going to hide under these stairs. Because that's where you go when you're in the subway, is to underneath the stairs where no creepy people are.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. That guy is. I don't know.
He looks pretty creepy.
He is. He's super creepy. He's got
anyway,
like a mustache.
So he basically.
He's like, I don't have time.
So yeah. So Firestorm. Ronnie figures out that he can concentrate and merge with the doctor
without being next to him
or whatever. So he changes and. He ends up back, thankfully, just in time to save
the doctor
from Multiplex.
Yeah.
And so they start brawling.
Uh-huh, fight.
Fight, fight, fight.
There's a lot of ads in this book.
Well, because there's not a lot of story.
Nope.
That's usually what happens.
Yep.
So they're fighting.
So the whole thing is Multiplex wants to go into the reactor and, like, drink atomic fluid.
Yeah.
Because
it adds to his strength, which
makes him all tough.
Yeah, he wants to drink it, so he gets in there and he's like chug, 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 and
they both punch
Firestorm. They quaffoom Firestorm.
Yes,
and so then he starts blasting away. Let's see, fight.
Yeah, they're fighting, and there's like. They're telling him to die, and he's punching, and Firestorm's like, oh, they're, like, synchronized, punch, 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 and then, like, he gets punched through a wall, Which, that's a huge fucking breach right there.
Oh, right.
Everyone in this neighborhood should be dead, but whatever. And so, like, he punches him. Like, Multiplex punches Firestorm into the air and then, like, slams him down into a building just as Superman shows up. And Superman, of course, the first thought is he was like, oh, I've never seen this guy before, but I was thinking he was Justice League material. Now I'm not so sure. I'm like, your ass has never got thrown into a building.
Well, also, does this mean that anybody can get into the Justice League? Yes,
it does. It means, like, literally all you have to do is put on a costume and Superman's like, would you like to join our club?
Like, you could do, like, your power could be... you could be the lamest shit.
It doesn't matter.
You could be your.
How do you think elongated?
Your power could be. Your power could be to create cotton. And he's like, and Superman's like, okay, you want to be in the Justice League? Oh, you got you fell down. Okay, I'll see you later.
They fucking had Gypsy in the Justice League.
Well, that was Justice League Detroit. You know, that was what they really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but like, well, she can't do anything.
Yeah, she can.
She walks through a wall.
She's a chameleon. Again. She can change her, she can blend into things. And
great.
She can create, do mental images and stuff.
Yeah, but still, they let her into the Justice League.
Well, I know, still. Yeah.
And apparently, so all you have to do is wear a costume and pretend to be a good guy, and you are in the Justice League. So Superman, like, sees this, and there's more fighting, and Firestorm hasn't noticed him yet.
And he's getting
his ass handed to him, really.
And he's doing some stuff, actually. He does some interesting stuff with his,
powers
to, and this is what he should have did in the first place,
right,
against those guys beating up, instead of melting them into tar.
Yeah, instead of killing them.
Instead of murdering them for life.
Yes, or seriously maiming them forever. He wraps a steel thing around him and, like, it's kind of like he's trying to hold him there with, like, a steel nutcracker, I guess.
Basically, yeah, he's crazy. He's doing, good.
Which is great. That's exactly what you should be doing. And then, like, the guy punches a fire hydrant and Firestorm gets blown into the air and he gets caught by Superman. He's really just trying to cop a feel.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's grabbing some...
Watch it, Sonny.
Some peck. Did somebody draw... I have a question here.
What?
Did somebody draw pupils on Firestorm here? Because typically he doesn't have them.
I think that's actually... I think that's part of the comic book.
Okay.
And it's weird, because you're right, he usually doesn't have them.
Firestorm fan, I'm going to send this to you.
This
so be
picture?
On the lookout for that, yeah. Because I would be like, is this the only time that we've seen Ronnie's pupils as Firestorm?
Maybe. And so, like, he turns around, and he's like, oh, you better be getting the bad guys instead of doing this. And he turns around, and he's like, it's, and Superman's like, say it, say my name. And you're like, oh, shit, all right.
Why does he have to be so creepy?
I don't know. And then, like, Ronnie
says... There was no reason for him to just be like, oh, man, it's Superman.
There was no reason for him to say it. He's like, literally, like, he's just, like, he's getting off on it. And then, like, he says, Superman, and then he goes, right the first time. And I'm like, did he say something else? Like, was that his second guess? Like, what the fuck, right the first time? It doesn't make sense.
I'm really actually confused by these pupils.
I know. And then he's like, as much as I like Chet, you forget your friend, don't forget Multiplex. And Firestorm, like, flies off.
Yeah, Firestorm flies off and...
Try to get him.
And, they figure out that he's going for another reactor, I think.
Yes. But I do like this little speech bubble.
Oh, yes.
This thought bubble from a Superman.
So Superman's like... So he's so desperate to succeed, so eager, and Superman's thinking.
Superman likes when anyone is eager,
so
especially,
like,
young men.
Of course, yeah. Don't wonder, because he's like, say my name.
Right.
So he's Superman's funny. Thinking like he's so eager, so desperate to succeed. He makes Red Tornado look like an underachiever. Come on.
I was like, dude, you really gotta slam poor Red Tornado. He's not even here.
Wonder Woman and Red Tornado get in the shaft.
And not only that, but anytime Red Tornado shows up, he will get, like, busted up into a million pieces. You can't even, like, think a nice thought about him every once in a while. Like, he's not even here and you're ragging on him. Poor Red Tornado.
I hate Superman. I hope there's a sequel. I hope that we get a sequel for Batman v Superman. It's just, there's like an hour of him just getting punched in the dick by superheroes.
Ooh.
You know, they're all like, because that's how they should. If they want to incorporate a million superheroes into there, just do that. Just have them all line up and just punch Superman in the dick. And just be like, you fucking pompous shit. How is it that anybody can look up to you? I don't know. You and your maniac bat friend are both fucking
nuts. You're all assholes.
And you're jerks. And you make fun of people.
Hey, did you make...
He is John Cena. He literally is John Cena. Oh, my God.
Terrible person.
I hate him.
He's a terrible
person. Anyway, so Firestorm, you know, flies off.
He's like, I got an idea. He, like, flies off to the next reactor.
Flies off to the next reactor, and, you know, because what's his face?
Doctor.
No, Multiplex.
Oh, yeah. So the Doctor's like, hey, there's another reactor. And Firestorm's like, yeah, you're right. And Ronnie Raymond's like, good plan. So they fly to the next reactor, and they fight some more. I guess.
Yeah, so they reach
punch, punch, punch.
The atomic pile, and they're about to absorb all the energy.
Right.
But Firestorm changes the atomic pile into phosphorus.
Yeah, phosphorescence.
Phosphorescence.
I don't even know what that means. Basically, he makes it not atomic.
He basically makes it, you know, just...
So when they suck up the energy, it, like, really fucks them up, and, like, they fall down.
They fall down, they become weaker, they become vulnerable, and a Firestorm...
And Superman's like, oh, this was good.
It was good, yeah.
Probably should have killed those guys, that's what I would have done.
You didn't kill... They're still alive! He's like, Firestorm's like, I killed earlier. He's like, oh, that's right.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, good call.
No wonder, you know what? We need you in the Justice League.
Yeah, he's like, basically, you should kill these guys and then pretend like
you're because literally the only... Okay, so Firestorm has existed, I think, for a total of maybe 48 hours at this point.
Yes.
Clark reports on it, and he's like, And the only other information that he has is that he murdered two men with Vietar. In New York City, and he's like, that guy should be in our super team.
Yeah, absolutely. That guy is handling business up there in New York.
Good at business.
But they also mentioned that Metropolis is a few hours south of New York City.
Whatever.
So I'm thinking it's like Hartford?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, as we know, Gotham is in Rhode Island.
Gotham is Rhode Island, so Metropolis is in Hartford, but apparently Smallville's in Kansas...
Well, if you watch the TV show Smallville, you can make the drive from Metropolis to Smallville in, like, 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know where the fuck Metropolis is supposed to be.
Horseshit. Well,
Smallville is in a very small town in Connecticut. Connecticut, Kansas.
What kind of weird map? The America that DC lives in, is it not really shaped like America?
Is it just shaped like a
circle, and everything is just like clumped together?
Yes, yes. Because New York, Ronnie Raymond lives in New York, so New York.
I thought Ronnie lived in Pittsburgh.
No, he says he lives there in New York.
Right.
So they're in New York here, and Los Angeles exists.
Yes.
Which we know, but so does like Coast City,
which is on the coast.
And Star City.
Which is like Seattle.
And Gotham is somewhere.
Keystone
City, isn't that supposed to be Denver-ish?
I thought it was like Iowa.
Maybe.
Or Chicago.
I don't know where the fuck any of these cities are.
Awful.
No way. Who has ever... There's got to be a map. Did anybody ever draw a map?
just draw... A blob, and just put stars on it. And if you want to put the city, so just throw darts at it.
And just be like, close it off.
Close it off. It's like, that's where they all are.
Just make sure there's a fucking Dunks in Gotham so Batman can get his fucking coffee. I just really love the idea of... That's why maybe Ben Affleck is perfect casting for this, because he can just fucking sound like he's from fucking Southie.
Era,
gotta go watch the Sox.
Era Joker. Yeah. I gotta go bust a Joker at the open mic. He's doing jokes. He's doing a bringer at
the Emerald Isle.
He did it, bring out the Emerald Isle.
Yeah.
He might be taking a red line. I gotta catch him.
I'm gonna get in his car.
Get parked my car. My back car. Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, maybe Ben Affleck is perfect casting, because apparently Batman sounds like some fucking dude from Southie who really loves dunks and will fucking hit you in the face if you say anything bad about the Red Sox.
Love it.
Yep. Anyway, so, like, they take the...
Multiplex. Multiplex, and he has two...
So, basically, it's a movie theater.
Multiplex.
So they take him to the hospital, because that's where you take people you just hurt.
Well, that's everybody goes to the hospital. Yeah, literally all superheroes go to hospitals. You ever notice that? Yes. Like, anytime you get hurt, it's like, gotta get you to the hospital. I'm like, they're superheroes. There should be a superhero place you can take them to get better.
I thought that was the Justice League Watchtower.
But that's in space. You need a place on Earth.
No. So they take him, and he's in the hospital, and he merges into one guy.
I do like that they put him in the same bed.
Yeah, they did. They put him in one. There's just one big hospital bed, so they put him in the fat guy bed. So he can merge into one.
Who's the fat guy bed for?
A fat guy?
In the DC universe. Who'd that be for? Who's the resident DC fat
isn't
guy?
Isn't there a fat guy? There's gotta be a fat guy.
I'm trying to think, like, which of Superman's villains or Batman's villains.
Bizarro's not really a fat guy.
I'm trying to think of, like, a good...
One of the gorillas?
Yeah, for the crowd. Yeah. Because you're not going to take a gorilla to the hospital.
Yeah, but you're not going to put him in a regular bed. You got to put him in the fat guy bed.
But somehow, okay, I have a question here.
But
okay,
then the bed gets smaller?
Yes.
Yes.
Two pillows, two people, merges, one bed, one regular sized non-fat guy bed. Bullshit.
Right?
So.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
God, no. And so he's this guy is done for.
Yeah.
In his stupid costume and.
Yeah,
okay. There's no actual security or anything like that.
And this guy, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he has such a terrible costume, because his haircut is bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
He looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yep. So anyway, after has been removed. Okay, no, he gets to a high security area. So
okay, so they
figured it out. He gets sent to Bell Rev or whatever.
And then Superman, again, total non sequitur. He's like, son... You've got a promise. He's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, you crazy lunatic?
I saw you murder those two people earlier today on the news, and I was like, I'm hard. Do you want to be in this Justice League?
And he's like, really?
Really?
He's like, yeah. But, like, I love the little, like, happy eye thing that they've given to Firestorm.
He's making a happy face so hard that it's shooting out,
like, force lines. Love beams. Like, basically, these men are going to go to bed together. Superman can't...
He already groped him.
He groped him once. Superman really can't...
He already made him say his name. He's like, yeah. I got this down.
He's got this down. I can't wait to tell Bruce that I fucked this guy first. That's basically what this is. Because he's like, I'm going to go tell Batman. Batman's going to be mad because Batman likes to fuck people first.
Because Batman will just fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. He will fuck you into a coma.
Like, you just walk in a room, he's like, ah,
ugh.
Like, oh, okay.
He's like, when you walk in, and if it was superhero walks and Batman, you're sitting down, not for long. You're new here. He's like, you know, that's part of the initiation. You don't see it. It's just like, Batman
just fucking you because he has rigor mortis cock. He has cock rigor mortis. That's what his parents' death has done to him.
It's given him an eternally stiff penis?
Yes.
Is his penis stiff with vengeance?
It just sadness makes him hard. And since he's
well, he's got enough of that.
Well, exactly. He's constantly sad, so he's constantly hard. Yeah. And then Alfred just decided not to take him to the doctor, and he was like, "You know what? It's fine."
He didn't believe in doctors. That's what they said in Gotham. He's like,
"Oh yeah, I don't believe in therapy."
They'll be in the therapy, and he lets fucking Bruce pick his own curriculum like a maniac. I've developed my own curriculum.
Yeah, basically, Bruce should be reading The Fucking Secret, like Kylie Kardashian.
Bruce is pretty much Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
At this point. So.
And we saw how well that went.
It's still ongoing.
So Firestorm's like, yay, I have a new boyfriend. And he like flies away. The end.
That's it for
For Firestorm.
Firestorm, and
yeah,
there's that's it.
This was a thing.
What the hell's going down here?
I don't know.
There's Batman.
I don't.
And a scuba mask, and he's in the super. And
he's
Aquaman
trapped
looks...
in a net. I think that's what happened. That's Aquaman's initiation.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Like, did you read this? Ask the Answer Man questions. These are the dumbest questions. Like,
let's read them.
Okay.
What is the connection between Wonder Girl of the Teen Titans and Wonder Woman? Answer, they're stepsisters. Donna Troy was adopted and trained by the Amazons. Well, supposedly. This has been retconned a million fucking times.
I was gonna say. Back then, sure.
Is Isis on Earth S? Because this is in like the bullpen page or whatever.
Yeah.
Is Isis on Earth S?
Yes.
Yes.
Technically, they're on Earth Prime.
Who gives a shit?
Which is us, right? Are we Earth Prime?
You mean ISIS, the terrorists?
Yes.
Is that what he's talking about?
Sure.
Oh, God. Could Star Spangled Kid, Power Girl, and Elastic Lad join the Teen Titans? Well, they could if they want.
Well, it says the Teen Titans have been disbanded, so nobody will be joining them.
So fuck you.
Great
and
fucking
your
answer, asshole.
Besides, Power Girl and the Kid are the members of the Justice Society, and Elastic Lad, which was Jimmy Olsen, is not a teen anymore.
Oh, that's
he's a,
so he would just be the old guy.
He's
the old guy.
He could join anything else. You could join all the other groups.
Nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him because he sucks ass.
He's called Elastic Lad.
Fuck him. I like how this is. He's like, could they join this group I like? It's like, fuck you and your group.
Yeah, your group doesn't exist.
Your group doesn't exist.
Just really, they should have just drawn a middle finger.
This should just be one big finger. Answer Man.
Drawing middle finger.
What's this one? I got the six... wait. Something...
I got the 6 issues of Secret Six. Who was Mockingbird?
And the answer is E. Nelson Bidwell, who scripted the magazine when it was published, is pushing for a revival of the series. A little fan support couldn't hurt, and then maybe he'll tell us who was Mockingbird. No answer at all.
Just like, hey, we're never going to tell you. I'm sorry that got canceled before you got your answer.
Yeah. Worthless.
Jerks.
I do kind of like this Batman family
what,
picture. What,
stars?
Because it's like, it kind of looks like a TV show.
It does.
But it's like, you have like, for some reason you have...
Man-Bat.
Man-Bat and a star, and he just looks like confused.
Yeah.
Because he's like, why am I being featured here, you know?
Yeah.
All the other people are like into it, and he's just like, what?
It's like, tonight on Goodnight Gotham.
Goodnight
the
Gotham.
The stars of... Vigilante Life, or whatever. I'm assuming that's the magazine Batman publishes.
Yes.
He puts it out.
Did
you see him, like, putting out a little flyer every week that just, like, details, like, everything that's going on?
Yeah.
Like a little family flyer, and it's like, ooh.
Hey,
Robin.
Bat family. Robin.
Blind item.
Blind
item. What Bat family member still hasn't gotten over his parents' death?
It's a crossword puzzle, and every week the answers are like Batman, Robin, Alfred. It's like it's the same. It's literally
it's
the
like
same.
In a different order.
It's a different order. It's like the clues. Here's the answer to last week's puzzle. It's like it was the same answers this week, and they're never different answers. You suck at crossword puzzle making, Bruce. You suck at everything.
Just makes him happy.
Who does Superman love the most? Eight across, number 8 across, 6 letters. Yeah,
funny.
Yeah, you can, and you already have LFRED going to the middle. It's like, all right, we get it.
Yeah, we know.
We get it, Bruce, with your stupid newsletter.
I like that.
I like that. I hope that's a thing. I hope that's a thing that happens in the Gotham series. It's like, eventually we get to
I think
early
we're
going
to have too many fucking characters for that to happen. But you know what? I think they'd take time out from the interesting saga of Barbara to give us Bruce making a newsletter.
I want to know more about Bruce being into metal.
Yeah.
I hope we get more into that.
I'm telling you.
I hope they
really want him to be 16 smoking clove cigarettes and just like listening
we
to
got
the fucking Bauhaus.
We got a few years for that.
But I want us to be now.
Oh, I know, but,
okay.
You know, because we're not going to get anything we want now.
Yeah,
we're just getting a bunch of shit next season.
Yeah, it's going to get canceled.
You think this is it?
Maybe. Let's see. We're going to see.
I mean, Arrow's been on for four fucking seasons.
Yeah, but Arrow has the advantage of being good.
Right.
Except last season was boring as fuck. I'm sorry, guys. It was boring.
I don't think I finished it. No, I did finish it.
We did.
But I did skip an episode.
Like, we watched that last episode, and I was like, it's gotta be, like, we're almost to the end. And I looked at my clock, and I'm like, I've only been watching this for a half an hour. Yeah. There is more show left.
There's a lot of show.
It was, it got really boring there towards the end. It was a slog.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it for our show this week. Thank you for listening. Jen, where can people find you?
I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And you can find me at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Also, Angry Hero Sean on Instagram and theangryhero.tumblr.com. And please also go to sideshownetwork.tv and support all of the fine shows on our network. So until next week, folks, we will talk to you soon.
Bye.